Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Beck, what have you got for us?
Well, I'm getting a bit more cultured than you.
Well, be cool.
Today I found out, you know Peter Pan?
Yeah.
It was originally a play in 1904 and then a novel in 1911.
It was a play before it was a novel.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's interesting, because obviously it normally starts with a novel, play, movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
No, started as a play. But I digress, because in the original play, you know Tinkerbell,
yep.
How she sprinkles fairy dust on, what are the names, the other kids?
Oh, I wouldn't even know.
Oh, I'm having a mind blank.
What's the group of them called?
Yeah.
They're story time, no boys, no.
Oh, no, but I'm talking about Peter Pan, Wendy.
Yeah, yes.
Wendy and her brothers.
Okay, yeah.
So Tinkerbell sprinkles fairy dust on them so they can fly.
Yes.
Well, originally it wasn't in the play. They had to add it because kids, after seeing it, kept trying to fly off their beds, like jumping off their beds to try and fly like Peter Pan and Wendy and the brothers. And they kept getting injured and having to go to hospital.
That is awesome.
Yep. So today I learned that that is why there is fairy dust in Peter Pan.
Because too many people were trying to fly.
Ones. Yeah. Tried to hurt themselves from flying.
But I'm like, can you take that back to Peter Pan? Because it's like kids just want to fly.
Oh, my kids still. Why are kids obsessed with flying?
It's because we can't do it. We want to do what we can't do.
Yeah, it's probably true. But my kids have on multiple occasions tried to fly.
What have they jumped off?
The back deck.
Okay,
about a metre high. Thankfully, they're okay. Like, you get to them and they're like, stop! It's too late. But I reckon there's got to be a whole heap of kids. Like, for some reason, kids are obsessed with trying to fly.
I mean, I tried several times.
How'd you go?
Oh, never worked. Spoiler alert. I did hang for a little bit.
Yep.
There was one, at one stage, we lived in a two-story house, and so we went on to the top of the two-story.
No.
And then my brother and I would hold a big tarpaulin, and we'd have a corner each. We would wait for a real gust to come through, and we would jump. And on one occasion, we did this probably about five or six times, on one occasion, we hit the ground slower than the rest.
How did you not hurt yourself?
Oh, yeah. It was painful on the legs.
Have you ever broken any bones as a kid?
But that's a weird thing. I've never broken a bone.
It's strange because your mum used to let you jump on that homemade trampoline that you made had like massive holes in the corners.
Yep.
I hear you jumping off two-story roofs with the tarp.
Well, another time when we were slightly older, paragliding, right? So you got the boat and then you got the rope and then you got the big sail.
Sure.
I was like, well, we don't have a boat. We can't afford that. We're like 18. So we got a van instead. And then we had the same setup. And so we were trying to do this at the park. It didn't work out. And so we ended up just dragging my brother on the gravel. It was bad. It wasn't a good time.
Okay. We want you to share with us the time your kids have tried to fly. Was there anything like just...
Hey, maybe you are older. Maybe you are 18.
Let us know about you or your kids when you tried to fly.
Mike, can you hear us?
Yeah, hi guys, how are you going?
Good.
Oh, so good to hear your voice, Mike. What happened?
It's a bit of a leaf out of Jazeel's book, really. Myself and my wife and kids used to go to Busselton at those campsites, you know, every Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Had friends with boats and jet skis and all that sort of stuff. And one year, a friend of mine gave me an old parachute. And I took it along and we saw the jet ski and the parachute. And, of course, you put two and two together as guys. What do you reckon?
Oh, no.
So we were trying to take off with the jet ski. I was sitting backwards on the jet ski with the driver holding the cords and that sort of thing. We're trying to inflate it. It didn't work. So we ended up getting the guy who gave me the parachute and his son to hold it up, get a bit of air into it before we took off. Little did we know that the parachute cord had wrapped around the son's ankle.
No.
And so as we took off, he slides about, I don't know, 10 metres down the beach and into the water. And he might have got a little bit of air, but we're not sure.
So did you manage to fly, Mike?
Oh, man.
No, I was banned from participating in that project from that point on.
Rightfully so.
Oh, Mike, thank you so much. I'm glad everyone's
so
okay.
So dangerous. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from the drive, Drive Show. Just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.